What's
Hello,
up?
welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
And you're back.
I'm back. Yes, I was
you're
sick.
Back, you little bastard.
I wasn't sick. I had a little bit of a cold. I don't know what it was, but I had it, and now I'm okay.
I can still kind of hear it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still a little stuffed. I had to blow my nose this morning.
Well, I felt like a fool. Being all alone and having to tell the tale of our Boston trip.
Boston, yeah. Dude, I'm repping it right now.
You are
Boston. One of those what are they called?
Vendors.
The vendors like on the streets.
Little cartside vendors.
It's so much better than New York City, dude. Because you know you cannot go to those vendors in New York City.
Oh but yeah.
The ones in Boston are like legit.
It's regular
businesses.
People. Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm like. And I couldn't miss it. I thought this was pretty cute. And you can't say it. But.
Yeah. Another reason why we should have a video podcast.
We will be having a video podcast next semester.
Oh, that's a nice goal.
Yeah, because I'm going to be have my own room and shit. So it's
you
nice.
Will. I forgot
the
about
village.
That.
Yeah, the village. Okay. Yes. Anyway.
I can sneak into the village and go. What was your week like?
My week?
Yeah.
Pretty chill because we had Quest and we didn't have school that day, and I just really took the time. I took work off and everything, just enjoy like the presentations that were going on in the science area. And you had one.
They must be good.
They were good, dude. Mine like the bio and the zoo presentations were like professional, like intimidating,
scary.
Which makes sense because a lot of people in zoo and bio are pretty fucking like.
Legit.
Try hard. Both positive and negative ways. But very, 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 very good. And my boyfriend Joe did a presentation with his research group. And that was really, really good. He was the best, obviously, in his group. There was some drama that he'll tell you after
really?
This.
Yeah, intrigued.
It's fucking funny shit, dude.
Alright, I'll try to bank that.
And I also went to some chemistry ones because our other friend Blake he changed to a biochem major, so he was interested in seeing those, so that's what we did.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when I first got here, maybe like the third month of being at college, people were telling me that there was another Blake that is a man.
Yep.
And he was like gross and not cool.
Gross and not cool?
Yeah, like a creepy weirdo.
Bro is straight up just dropping this on.
Listen, I've never met the guy.
I don't think.
I'm thinking that this is a third Blake.
There's a fucking third Blake.
I'm assuming.
Dude, there's gotta be. Actually, I'm gonna look up.
Because if I.
On Instagram.
I don't even really remember what they looked like. I think we passed by them as we were driving. They're like, dude, that's the other Blake we were talking about. I'm
well,
like, oh.
Our Blake is tall.
Tall.
With curly, curly hair. That's pretty much it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Blake.
I can't remember.
It's
just me.
Yeah.
Who did this?
What were we talking about?
Who? Dude, random people. Ugh, random people keep falling. Okay, this is a good segue. Keep in mind this other Blake. Let's take a peek. Is that? No, that's not it.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, they look cool though.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Instagram, right? Last episode is a blur to me. I apologize. I don't even. All I know is that I just spat a bunch of words out for an hour. And so I took a little break off of Instagram and Snapchat. I didn't take a break off of TikTok because I was like, I don't really talk to anybody on here. I don't really post too much. So it's like,
yeah.
Not really. It didn't really seem too much of a platform for me. I don't have Be Real. I don't really.
Dude, fuck Be Real.
I don't have anything else. I don't even know if there's anything else. So yeah, I turned off my location. I just didn't post. I didn't look at anybody's stories. I didn't look at anybody's things.
Yeah.
I will say that it wasn't a complete shutdown. There were some things that I had to go on Instagram to do, like post the podcast, and then I had to some people like talked to me and I sent like a couple reels. I went on there a little bit, but my presence was very, very minimal.
Yeah.
So Call of Duty Doc whoa. Call call it a detox, if you will, if you won't, whatever.
Yeah.
Now jumping back into it and actually like going onto the app and as if before I went on this little detox, I feel a little funky. I feel maybe this is just a chemical reaction in my brain. I feel weird now peeking into people's lives on their story, seeing their locations, even though they're willing to have those settings on and consensually and consciously posting on the internet their private lives. And being away from those people and then going back to social media, it's like, hang on one second. I'm reading notes because I had a good point. So like talking to these people now and going out with them in real life.
Yeah.
It is like I've noticed that social media has kind of spoiled the interactions a little bit.
Really?
Because what happens is people post what they want the world to see, mm-hmm. you know, what's happening. Maybe on their Snapchat or like their friends only. It's a bit more personal. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more like opinionated what's happening in the moment. Oh my gosh, guys, look, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you get to hang out with them. And then it's like, what's been going on? Oh, you know, I don't know. XYZ. Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw that on your story. Or I saw that you posted that, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just sucking the life out of life.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love posting my little collages. I love seeing what people are up to and people posting their own cute little aesthetic photos that match them and their personality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
What'd you do?
I just wanted to see if they, pushed. And they do. And I hope I didn't fucking hang up. But I do get what you're saying. I don't like going on social media either. Like, I don't go on Snapchat. I fucking hate it. The only reason I have it around is, like, people.
No mic clips. Yes.
That's so sick.
I fixed it.
So based. Just people who, you know, talk to me on there, which is very rare, but,
mm-hmm.
like, if I'm trying to plan something with some of my friends, like, someone might make a group chat on there or whatever, but then, that's it. Instagram, I only go on there, I go to, like, the search, you know, like, the big thing, like, mm-hmm. random.
Your feed.
Or yeah, feed or something like that. I'm looking at people's tattoos, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mm-hmm. go liking everything, I don't look at people's reels, I don't do that shit. I have Facebook, I never go on there. Facebook. And TikTok, the only reason why I go on TikTok is because there's some funny ass shit on there. And whenever I'm bored, I just go on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thing to go on before bed.
Yeah, I kind of get you a little sleepy, even though it's not good for your brain.
Nah, I technically I should be reading or something, but
yeah,
I don't have that kind of
attention span. It just doesn't tickle it the right way.
No.
So all in all, I think social media is overrated.
I fucking hate social media.
But
always.
It's hard to not be on social media because that's again, that's a way that we contact each other and keep in touch with people that you're friends with but you don't really talk to. But it's kind of like the new bare minimums are all social media related now.
Yeah.
It's like liking somebody's post, liking someone's story especially.
Oh yeah.
Sending them a reel, whatever, and just viewing their story is the new bare minimum of like I'm acknowledging your presence without actually having to put much effort into it.
It's well put.
And that kind of sucks. Like, back then, calling up a friend was a thing.
Yeah.
You had to physically type in the little numbers to call your friend and say, hey, what's going on? And if they weren't there, you left a voicemail. And if they were out and about and you knew that, you'd page them. Or write him a letter, but that's a little far back. No one really did that too much.
Yeah, you send messenger pins.
Yeah, a little feather and ink. Or, you know, you just saw them and you made plans face to face and you actually hung out face to face.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think about, and I try to do this a lot, is I try not to go on my phone when I'm in line waiting for something. And this sounds so silly. Just to see like what it was like with no phones when you had to wait in line, like talking to somebody or just, you know, patiently waiting, enjoying, thinking, just being like, oh, you know, like, oh, look at their clothes, you know, they're cool. Yeah. And the line's getting a little long, but, you know, whatever. I'm glad I got here this time. Yeah. Like, and it's so strange now with what we have to be like, oh, I wonder what it was like back then. It's leave your phone at home. Yeah. That's what it was like. But you'll still be thinking about this imagination land that is social media.
Dude.
Because
this
was my little notes thing that I had written down here. It's so strange how social media is such like, it's so connected to the real world, but it's so far apart from the real world because it's literally nothing. It's imaginary.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of like ones and zeros that we both see on these little metal boxes that we carry around. And it all influences our lives because somebody posted this, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, you didn't like my story. You didn't see my story. Whatever. Controversy. Twitter. Oh, yeah. Fucking whatever. It's on the news. So, this is also another silly thought, but I'm like, what if there was some sort of intelligent species that came down here, okay, and saw what was happening, but they could comprehend everything but the internet. Like, screens would be blank to them.
Mm-hmm.
TV screens, advertisement screens in Times Square, whatever. The internet is not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just be so confused as to why we're, like, getting upset at each other or how we're being able to communicate with each other and, like, plan things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take notes without having to write down on a pen and paper, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some weird little realization in my brain. And I'm having a difficult time explaining it, but I hope I get through to anybody.
I completely understand what you're saying. And I'm all over that, you know, forget the phone. You know what I mean? I see myself a lot, like, more often now, just leaving my phone, like, in the room. Or, yeah, just like that. Whenever I'm, like, hanging out with somebody, like, in the suite or whatever. We go out in the living room. I don't bring my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously have to bring my phone when I go to like class and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm not on it, you know? I'm only checking to see if, like, Joe texts me. Or my mom or my dad or whatever. That's it. I rarely ever go on social media. And I've always been that way, though. You remember at Griffin's birthday party, I think it was?
At Brightbeck.
Yeah. And I left my phone in my bag in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom freaked out because I didn't have my phone on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what else would I be fucking doing? I told you I was at Brightbeck. I told you I was going to be at this party and we weren't going anywhere else. Like, you did not have to freak out and do what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, obnoxious and rude.
I think, yes. But at the same time, we didn't really have a date or, like, a time that we were going to be home.
Yeah,
she did stay out pretty late.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but she didn't have to do what she did.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just...
Back then, you'd just be home by the streetlight time. You say, hey,
yeah,
I've got to watch. I'll be home at this time if I'm not.
Yeah.
Give me until this time, and if I'm not home by that time, then we got a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Send out the search party.
Yeah, and it sucks that it's like that, because my mom experienced that, you know what I mean? She was born in the 60s, and she grew up in the time where, you know, people would just disappear, and there would be no, like, there would be no news or something like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, but, like...
Well, yeah, you know what I mean, though.
If they
not the way that it was.
Time,
yeah. Not the way it is now. But,
it's like, a blessing and a curse that we have the internet.
And, like, I appreciate, and, you know, my mom worked at the jail and everything, so she had firsthand, like, account of people who would traffic kids and, you know, kidnap them, murder, like, you know what I mean? Like, she had firsthand accounts of everyone who lived in Oswego or around, like, Oswego, because that's where they went. They went to her jail. And
I forgot we had a jail.
Yeah, dude. It's fucked up. Like, the shit that happens here, we don't even hear about. But, like, I only get, like, the counts from my mom before she retired. Like, I couldn't even imagine that shit happening here. Like, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. So, I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but I don't know. It's just, it's hard. It's like a double-edged sword, kind of. Just, yeah.
It's, I mean, we'll probably understand when we're older.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even understand now.
I understand from the perspective now too.
Of, like, fuck, like, my, you know, just anyone that I care about is going out, and I don't know if they got home safe. I don't know where they are. Yeah. Like, they're not responding to me. I've freaked out before, and I've called friends a bunch of times being like, dude, are you okay?
Yeah. But yeah, I completely understand.
There's other times, there's plenty of times where I haven't done that, and I've just kind of been like, okay, whatever. And I don't know.
Yeah, it depends. I don't know. It just really depends.
Yeah.
I love my mom. I love my dad too.
Yeah, I don't really know if how to continue with this detox thing. I don't know if I should go longer. I don't know if I should just let it happen naturally.
That's what I was gonna say.
But I fear that if I just like kind of switch off, like, okay, I'm doing this little mini challenge, that I'm just gonna go back to being a full social media junkie. You know, like every time I open my phone, I'll just go on Instagram and scroll endlessly.
Yeah, I mean, letting it happen naturally is like a good, is good. Like that's what happened with me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take that long, really. It's like what's the word? It's discipline. Mm-hmm. You know, teaching yourself to, like, you know, control yourself basically, and it's a good practice. Like, you see, when you get on your phone and someone texts you or whatever, and then you see you like you're swiping away and then trying to go to Instagram or whatever, you just be like, nope, turn the phone off, put it away.
Yeah,
that kind of like control. And it doesn't take long. It really doesn't. It depends how addicted you are. I don't think you're fucking addicted to it. So
it's just out of pure boredom, honestly. And yeah. I don't feel good when I'm doing it. I feel good when I put my little collages on there. But, like, anything else, it's just, like,
I'm doing this because I'm bored. I have nothing else to do. I really don't want to be doing this.
Yeah. I guess maybe, too, because it's just so normalized. Because it's like, oh, post a picture of what you're doing. People like it. You know, move on with your day, I guess. Or obsess over who saw it and who liked it and who didn't like it fast enough or something.
I hate that shit, dude. I've been there.
That was one of the reasons why I kind of pushed away, because I was like, dude, I'm putting so many thoughts into my brain and other people's brains, and, you know, there's a lot of lack of context even from just a picture or what they post on their stories. So for the benefit of my brain, that's why I did that. Maybe I'll stop doing it. I don't know. But it sucks, too, because it's like, I want to see what my friends are posting. I want to see what everyone's up to. But I just need to find that discipline where I can separate my anxiety and my worries from what they're posting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if it was directed towards me or not, blah, blah, blah.
Very rarely.
Oh, 100%. But there have been a few times where I'm like, you...
Yeah, there's always here. That 1%.
Anyways, pretty much yes. And that, I think, leads me to a rocky segue.
Yeah.
To people coming into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I had to look it up because I wasn't sure what the saying was. Someone said it to me, and I hate that I forgot it, but I thought it was a lesson, a season, or reason. Because I feel like those are still separate things.
Yeah.
I don't know why the lifetime just doesn't really seem like it fits. Maybe right now, because there haven't really been people who have been in my life for a lifetime yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm only so young, and part of those years was just school. You know, you had to be around those people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll change it. Because, okay, yeah. So a lesson, a season, or a reason.
Wait, what was the first thing you said?
A reason, a season, or a lifetime.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody... lesson and reason is kind of the same thing? I don't know.
There's some parallels. But, like, you know, when you say a reason, a season, or a lifetime, you know how people are like, you know how people are like, yeah.
Joe's playing in the window.
What was that?
Damn it. Fuck. Lesson, season, reason, lifetime,
whatever. Yes, yes, yes. You know, people say, oh, everybody comes into your life for a reason. That's a thing. That's a cliche.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like,
people to teach you a lesson.
People come, yeah, people or are they, teaching you a lesson.
They come and go, like, they stay They're, for a season.
Exactly. You know, maybe it's just all jumbled.
Maybe I'm just jumbling it up, but it doesn't...
But it all makes sense, you know.
It does. So, basically...
Just put it all in one line, a lesson or reason.
Season, or, season or lifetime. That's the... Okay, that's the title. So, yeah. Discuss.
Oh, show. Okay, so I've had a lot of people in my life that I believe are lessons,
mm-hmm.
And a reason. They've been around for seasons, and they have been not around for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And so...
What do you define as a season, maybe? Let's break that down. A couple years?
Like, yes. Yeah. High school. Like, yeah, we went to high school with these people. They were, like, our best friends and this and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Those are seasons, But they left for a reason.
And the people...
And they taught us a lesson.
Exactly. You know, there's a fucking huge difference between, you know, all like lesson, a reason, a season, all go together, but you'll never get a lifetime.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I felt like it didn't fit, because I'm like, there's gotta be, unless it's your parents, but still.
Yeah, right? You're either gonna have a lesson, a reason, a season, or you're gonna have a lesson, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
It's like you can have one, but with the other, but
you can't
the
other have one, all. The
other, it doesn't matter.
Anyways.
So, yeah. So, people, you know, that I taught me really, 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 really important fucking lessons. Like the, like the boys in my life. The boys in my life that I've tried.
Boys.
The people I've dated in high school and the people I've had interest in high school really taught me lessons. So, and they stuck around for a couple seasons.
So it's like it's a mixture.
It's a mixture.
But it also can be just an individual thing.
Yeah.
In the title of I don't know, life. Yeah. It's difficult to think and categorize each thing/person as one of those three or four.
You know what I was thinking?
What's up?
A lifetime. It could be the lesson. Lifetime lesson. A lifetime reason. You know what I mean? Like yeah, but they're not in my life anymore, but they kind of are because, you know, like, I'm doing this and then I think about them.
They've influenced you.
Influenced me. Like, they're in my, like, my mind, my memory. They exist in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm doing something and I remember something, like, I still think about these people.
Oh, yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I'll be doing that for a lifetime. Because those are the lessons, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's strange. I've talked with my dad about, like, a couple things. I'll shoot him a question. I'll be like, yo, like, you know. Who was the first person you ever dated, or just like whatever? And he's like, I don't know. It's either he doesn't want to tell me, or he just can't really fucking remember the question, you know, that I ask him. Like,
bro's a stud. He probably had millions. can't remember. You know what I mean?
Oh, I couldn't process what you said at the moment.
It's Chris. What do you expect?
So silly. But that kind of boggles my mind though, because I'm like, dude, he's 55. And you can't really remember, like, some shit.
Yeah, I didn't.
And it's, I mean, we're both almost, I'm almost 20. You're 20. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, there's some things that I used to be able to remember that I can't remember anymore because it was just too early in my life.
Yeah.
So I just kind of, I don't know, it feels sad to think that I'm going to forget things.
But if they're a lesson, a reason... You gotta remember it because that's important.
It is important. I think that maybe I can take those lessons and separate from those people. So, like, separate the pain from the lesson.
Yeah, dude, that's good.
You know? I think that's what I kind of do because I'm like, I don't want to fucking think about these people all the time and get a sour feeling in my stomach. Just, I'd rather take away the takeaway than the shitty parts, you know?
But I gotta be honest. I really like what you just said.
Mm.
But I kind of like the pain part of it because
there's a bittersweetness to it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like I need it.
Yeah.
So it's a motivator for me a little bit.
I can see that.
Because I have a hard time separating like bad memories from a lesson. I have a really hard time doing that. Yeah. Because I've been hurt a lot in a lot of different ways. And when I was younger too, and I didn't have therapy or anything. I didn't have anybody like telling me, so this is what you're gonna do, this is what you're gonna say to yourself, this is how mm-hmm. you're gonna take care of it. Like, I've never had that before. You know what I mean? I was completely alone. Yeah, dude, I was completely alone, like, up to now, dude. My whole life I've been alone, figuring these things out by myself.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I've learned to, like, yeah, it's bittersweet. Like, I enjoy it, but I hate it. I cry, but it feels good because I'm human, you know what I mean? Like,
it feels good to feel.
These experiences are so fucking vital to who I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, it's bad, but I need it. I fucking need it.
That's why I've kind of been going with the... I've kind of always had this ideal... Idea? Ideal? Moral?
What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Depends on what you're going to say.
That... I don't really regret anything, and I don't think I should regret anything.
No, you should never regret anything.
Because I wouldn't be where I am today with all the bad and the good.
Divine reason.
As sucky as those shitty parts were.
Really, really fucking bad. Yeah.
And it's so, I think it's easy to say, like, oh, I should have never done that. I should have, I regret doing that. But I don't know. It should be more accepted now to have no regrets, you know?
Remember when we talked about Buddhism?
Yes, 2 episodes ago. Before
that goes right back to that, too.
Yes.
Learning to, like, yeah, you have regrets, but you're going to turn them into non-regrets, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The mindfulness.
Exactly, thank you.
I'm still, even the word is kind of, it's still foreign to me. Because my brain is really having a hard time deciphering it and defining it. It's kind of one of those words that I don't really mean when I say it, you know? It's like saying, fuck, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying.
Just a new word, and you just keep saying the new word, hoping that it clicks.
But that word has so many layers to it, and a lot of meaning, like different meanings for a
lot of
people.
I just think that it's still the beginning of me working on mindfulness and understanding it.
Like, think about how those, like, Buddhist monks, that's their whole life.
Shit blows my mind.
That's their whole fucking life, reaching that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about it.
I usually pick up on things pretty quickly, so I'm just like,
yeah, no, I get it too.
What's happening? Am I doing it right?
It's so different with the mind, though. You know that, dude.
I just need, like, a little, like the Kung Fu Panda touch where they, like,
oh my god,
and they're right in the forehead, and everything goes like, whoa.
Maybe we should go, dude. I would love to take, like, one of those retreats. You know what I mean? Like in India or something.
Describe a retreat.
Like, you go there for maybe like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you meditate, you relax, like you get like lessons on how to relax, how to meditate, how to like, yeah, just be mindful. Mm. Shit like that, you know what I mean?
Do I have to shave my head or something?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to shave your head. Yeah. You're not going there to sell your fucking
life. I can't even, like, think of how to describe what I thought, or I have thought a retreat is. I just feel like it's very intense. I don't know if I'm, like, capable of that.
No, it's all about finding your inner self and learning how to meditate. And
I think, yeah, I need a couple lessons on how to meditate. It's kind of not...
Here's a regret. So, I've probably talked about this before on here, but my dad is Buddhist,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up with him. You know, he had a place for peace where his office is, and we would have, meditate, we would meditate, and we would have these, like, drum circles and everything like that. It was very place for peace. But I never gave a shit enough to, like, do it, and, like, remember, like, pay attention on how I should be doing these things, and memorizing, like, it's not a prayer, but like, I'll call it a prayer for now, but it's not prayer.
Affirmation,
like something like that. It's like a whole thing for a Buddhist thing, and like, he recorded for my siblings, like, recorded like a meditation, like, guide, and he sent it to us. Like, this was a long time ago, and I tried it. I just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the attention span for it. But it's one of those things that takes a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. But I just wish that, because I was young, so my brain could have molded into, like, this is something you need to learn how to do. but I was so more, like, focused on other shit, and I wish that I cared a lot more, you know what I mean? Because he does it to this day, where he meditates, and he just does it, like, sitting on the his chair or whatever in front of the TV, he's on the plane, he's like...
That's so silly.
And I'm like, dude, come on. Dick. And he almost became a monk.
You talked about that.
Yeah, dude. My dad's pretty fucking based.
What I still want to do, and I haven't looked it up, but I have the business card on my wall, is one free first trial of a yoga class.
Oh, we've talked about it. Yeah, we should do that, dude. I would love to do that. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, it's the last week of school.
Last week of school? Like, isn't finals? It
right now?
Like, no, this Monday? No, next week.
Really? Let's check the calendar.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going on my phone.
It's not, is it?
Hold on. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, next week is the last week, and then it's finals
week. Oh, really?
Sorry.
I really thought that this week was the last week.
We're almost done.
Well, at least I was telling myself, I'm like, okay, I have to go to every single one of my classes this week, but now I don't have to because it's not the last week.
Well, maybe you should do it for the two last weeks.
No, I can't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because I really don't need to be there for one of the classes for 2 days.
Okay, don't do it.
So it's not.
That's fair. Yeah.
I got an exam on Tuesday, which
I just got like a weird whiff of something. You know, when you, like, the only thing I can explain it is, like, your nose after you, like, got chlorine in your nose from swimming.
That smells,
like,
good, though.
That after, like, toxic smell in your
nose.
What
does it smell like?
It was just, like, I was huffing something. It's not the mic.
What does it smell like?
Like chlorine.
Really?
Like a weird, I felt it in my schnoz.
Interesting.
It's just me. It's not anything in this room. I just...
It's my stanky ass breath.
I had
Dunkin' Donuts.
Had a weird moment, yeah. Dunkin' puts chlorine in there.
Probably. You don't fucking know.
That's not true.
I'll bring it into the lab.
That's not true. We didn't really talk too much about the lesson, season, reason, whatever.
Oh, shit, dude. I was just trying to get us away from that because honestly, I don't know what to say.
But it's okay. I've noticed that... no one has really, I hate putting this out there because you know when I put this out there, it's probably going to happen.
Oh my God,
but
what is that?
Is this wood? Okay, I'm just going to knock on the wood for like a couple more. Okay. So.
I'll let you have it.
I've noticed that I haven't had people... try to come back into my life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Knocking at my door, sort of being like, yo, I want you back. I want back in. And
I got something.
I've been seeing a lot of, dude, my TikToks right now is just relationship advice, and that's so funny. I don't know if it was me doing the liking or whatever, maybe it's just my phone listening to me, but it's fucking with my brain, and I'm like, dude, what I've thought about this before. I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do if someone wants back in? Like, do I give them the time of day? No. I think that's situational 100%.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know. Lately I've been like, dude, what have I got to lose? A fucking lot. I've got a lot to lose. A lot of time, a lot of patience, a lot of love, a lot of fucking of what I have to give to people.
Yeah.
So I think I have come to the conclusion that if someone wants back in, they gotta be pretty fucking, you know, sure, willing to put in the work.
Damn right.
You know, and if not, they get one chance and they're out.
Damn right.
What have you got?
So, this also ties into the social media thing. This is another reason why I hate social media, especially Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Because there have been two people trying to make through, but I don't know what their goal is. But they've, you know, wiggled themselves in, like, text me on Snapchat. One's a fucking asshole. Really fucking bad. Did something really, really, really bad to one of my friends. And I'm like, why fuck is this person texting me?
Mm-hmm.
And I open it up, you know, I do the respectable thing and I, you know, respond. But I haven't opened the most recent text from this person. like in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I usually do. I know it's fucked up, but and then another person comes in, and he's a friend of mine, but we don't hang out. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a really long time, and just all of a sudden, asked me to do it, like, hang out, and I'm like, that's sus as fuck, dude. This guy is trying to date me. I got a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is, I don't know what to do in that situation, so I said, yeah, sure. Because, you know, I've been trying to give these people, like, give this people like this person the benefit of the doubt, because we are friends. You know what I mean? We are friends, but I've been through this before. And I know in my
guts, dude.
But in my heart, I'm just saying, give it a, just see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It scares the fucking living shit out of me. I'm scared, but.
When's it happening?
Tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
Before work. That's why I made it. But, Yeah, and that's another reason I hate social media, is because that is just like a gateway for those people to just come back in. And I'm a pretty kind person, and I hate confrontation, and I hate being like, fuck, you don't talk to me. Like, yeah, I don't do that shit. So now it's like playing with my kindness, and I'm just like, fuck, you're putting me in a really, really uncomfortable situation. I don't know what to do here.
100%.
I fucking hate when people come in back. Mm-hmm. And I hate social media. Fuck Snapchat, dude.
There you go.
Fuck Snapchat. I've been thinking about getting rid of it, but I have some people on there, man, that I need to talk. I have
stuff for me on there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to unfriend those, like, mutuals on there. Because it's like, I don't hate them. I just don't use, I don't want the thing to instigate me to be on there.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a lesson. When someone does something bad,
mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna, and I remember, I happen to remember, oh, I have this person on Snapchat, I'm gonna go to their shit, and I'm gonna unfriend them. That's what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Not on Instagram, though.
No, people don't dare come to me on Instagram. People nice. Don't fucking dare.
That's wonderful. Okay. I didn't think that I was gonna talk about this. I wanted to see what would happen. Nothing really did happen.
Yeah.
I think it was the Friday. It was last Friday. Really? No. Two Fridays ago. The Friday before I recorded the solo podcast, when I decided I wanted to go on social media break.
Okay.
I was spiraling a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was on some substances, and I was looking at Instagram and whatever and social media, and I was like, fuck, these people are, you know, doing these things without me. I feel very alone and like a loser. Not gonna lie. That's what my thoughts were.
Hold on.
So that's, you know, what led me to stop it. But what also happened that night was somebody that I have a class with.
Oh, yeah.
Texted
yes.
me,
yep.
DM'd me on Instagram,
yep.
and asked to hang out during the coming week. And I just opened it yesterday.
Really?
I haven't said anything. I haven't seen this person because our professor canceled our Monday class, and then we had Quest on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I didn't see them for the whole week.
Good.
And I thought, I was thinking to go in person and be like, oh yeah, hey, like, see if they would bring it up first, because I did stop going on social media for the weekend and I was starting the whole thing. So I would kind of safely, white, lyingly say like, oh, you texted me? Like, oh, I'm taking a break, whatever, sorry, I'm busy. But every time that I would go and think to open it and read it and to respond and say, sorry, like, I'm busy or whatever, because I don't really want to hang out with this person.
Yeah.
And they just got done telling me that they mutually, in quotation marks,
yeah.
broke up with their significant other. So, and then a couple months back, my thing ended. So I'm like, we're kind of getting along in class, like, whatever.
Yeah.
We had some okay conversations, you know, a little bit eye-opening. I was like, okay, cool, thanks for your advice.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're texting me at 10 at night. on a Friday asking me if I want to hang out. And I'm like, I know exactly what's happening right now. And I hate to assume, and it's...
Yeah, we're in the same boat, dude.
But aside from all that, I still, as a person, this is no offense to them, I just don't really want to hang out with them, you know? Yeah. And I've kind of, taking the break with social media and kind of taking a break from people and seeing who's going to, you know, come to me if they want to hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of didn't want to do it. So I feel bad and I still feel, like, cringy of that. Because that never fucking happens, dude. This never happens where someone that I just don't really want to hang out with asks to hang out. Or maybe that one person before, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I still feel weird.
You did and the good thing.
I think I've just got to let them down easy.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Because
I don't need that energy.
Yeah, you don't need that stress.
From that person, so I don't know.
Or just never bring it up again.
Yeah, I don't think, I still think I'm going with my little plan, my devious scheme of just playing dumb. Be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't posted on Instagram. I haven't been on Instagram.
Yeah.
For a whole week.
Yeah.
So.
If it's brought up, yeah, to say that.
Yeah.
But don't ever.
100%. It's
then
weird, though.
Then you're free to go.
Yuck. So, yeah. I think that there are many lessons that people have taught me. I think there are many reasons, excuse you, why people have decided to leave or decided to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some people that I think are maybe on their way out. Maybe the season's over.
But shit.
I think I'm just going to let that happen naturally because I don't really, I'm kind of over the whole cutting people off and going through a whole mumbo jumbo to get them out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to try and let life happen the way it's meant to happen. And not really force anything.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm still going to obsess a little bit here and there. I'm still going to, you know, maybe think a little too much.
You're not perfect.
Yeah, no one is. And that's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
And,
huh?
I just noticed. I mean, what? I noticed this the whole time. I'm just bringing this up now that you got new glasses, for one. And they're pink, and they match your hoodie right now.
They do.
Which is very nice. I like the pink.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. You would know, but there's not video.
There's not video.
But there will be.
You better be dressing so funny next semester.
Dressing so funny?
I don't know, like.
I'll wear my shirt.
Dressing like the most obnoxious thing just for one episode. And we'll just like not talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
This might be the last episode of the semester. It maybe will be, will not be.
Hold on. Sure. I gotta look at what the Sunday looks like for next week.
Yeah. That's.
That's the last week.
That's the last week. Next episode 34, I believe.
You know what?
Yes, no?
Let's just cut it off, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't prepared.
Let's just focus on the last little bit. I got a lot of studying to do Let's just cut it off here and like we'll be back next semester with video.
Maybe,
hopefully. Don't get a cameo.
Sad, no.
We'll be sad. That's not the last I want to see of you.
No, but spring's over.
Spring semester.
It's coming to a close.
That's
weird.
Fucking. I feel like I've done nothing.
I feel like it's been a year.
Oh, it's longer for you than me.
It's been so long.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Mine's been obnoxiously short.
The future this summer is so like foreign to me. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I do,
neither.
But I don't. I got a wheel, by the way, and a kiln. We talked about the kiln beforehand, but the wheel. So I will be setting up a studio in my backyard over the summer, working my job and going to the beach. And
I think that I'm a little worried because I don't have a job and I don't have an internship because fucking constant rejection from elitist institutions.
Is he communist?
I love communists.
Mm-hmm.
When Joe and I went to Dunkin' this morning, there was a truck in front of us I thought it was the funniest shit ever. I'll show it. We'll show you the picture when we get out of here.
I gotta show you something funny too.
Okay, but they had a bumper sticker that said "We the people are pissed." I thought it was so fucking funny, and they had like a Second Amendment sticker like right on the bottom. Aww. And the smallest little wheels on this massive truck. We'll show you. We'll fucking show you. I don't do it justice here, and someday you might see it. But
pull out my picture right now, so don't forget. I'm not gonna show it to you right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
After when we end this.
Speaking of Instagram,
where did it go? Where did it go? Oh no, I'm so upset. No, I found it. Okay, so yeah, fuck. This is it. Okay, it's that bittersweetness because I love doing this.
I love doing it too.
Fuck. Okay, so that's it. Thank you for
honestly. Hold on.
What's up?
What if we
continue the podcast over the summer?
No.
Okay.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
What if
I'm what?
Okay, you.
I am saying, what if next semester, because we're probably going to be doing it in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
We have more days we can do it. We can have more days that we can record.
So, do it like twice a week?
Depends. We're just going to have to see.
I think the one episode a week is pretty nice.
You like the one episode?
I do. We'll have to schedule
we'll
it
see.
And
we're
see
gonna,
what's going
we're
on.
We're just
going
to see.
Maybe that's a little too much of you and I.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could you handle me twice a week?
Yeah.
Doing this twice a week?
No, not this.
How busy is your... Aren't you, like, super busy with your schedule?
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little busy next week.
Don't push it, babe.
No.
My schedule is going to be probably...
Yeah, fucking... dude. I just want to have one more.
I'm going to... Oh, my God. As of 3 weeks from now, I'm going to be a fucking junior, technically.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
It's not real.
I am a junior right now, credit-wise.
That's not real. Because, I mean, it is real. I just mean, like, you've been here not as long as a junior. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, technically, I'm a sophomore.
Listen.
I'm a junior, and it's fucking stupid shit.
It's scary is all.
I'm a senior. I'm a senior for registration purposes.
That's kind of, that's lit. I regretted that as soon
Holy
as it left my lips.
Shit. Fucking, that's lit.
That's
fucking
pretty cool.
Bass. That's fucking sick, dude. You gotta say that more often.
Sick or bass?
Lit.
Lit. No.
Dude, that's fucking lit.
It's pretty lit. No. Dude,
what I'm saying is that I don't want to do more podcasting, but we can hang out more.
This is a new Sony arc coming up.
What do you mean?
Being more social with the Blakester. We're pretty social.
Yeah. It's not like I fucking never talk.
I don't know. What's up with your little finger swirl over here on the chair? You're like, I don't know. We could,
I'm just being silly.
All right.
Okay, let's fucking end this.
Thank you so much for listening to us. If you do, putting up with our shenanigans.
Thank you.
And listening to us grow over these semesters. Can't believe we're coming up on, we're still on year two of the podcast, but it'll be year three soon.
Soon, yeah.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, little shivers. So yes, thank you so much. Follow us on Spotify.
Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
And yeah, we love you.
Bye.
Drink water.
Bye.
Bye.